Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today, and I'm sitting with Braden Ingram from Arkansas. He has just been announced the winner of the Agricultural Processing Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award. Braden, you are from the Harbor FFA chapter out of Arkansas. Tell me a little bit about your SAE and what you've been working on.
My SAE is working at War Eagle Processing. It's a custom butcher shop. It's owned by my family. It's been in my family for five generations, since the 1920s. My main jobs are salting cow hides and wrapping meat.
How did you get the idea that you wanted to continue doing this?
When it's been in your family that long, you're just born in it. So it just being raised in it made me want to work in it.
Let's talk a little bit about your FFA journey in itself. Tell me about some competitions you were involved in and how that's helped you.
So I am in the CDE Meats team, which also helps me ID meat at the processing plant. I do SAEs. I have another SAE that I'm competing against with next year. And I also did livestock for a time.
Tell me about a time that you maybe struggled during this process and you were trying to overcome that.
The very first day. It's summertime. I don't know what I'm doing. It's a little bit scary because it's your family, so they can gripe at you a little bit more than a total stranger. So that was probably the scariest time.
Braden, I think agriculture processing maybe isn't a common thing that people do. So how do you spread that message?
I would just spread it by thinking about letting people know that without ag processing, you really don't have food. So without ag processing, you wouldn't have that T-bone when it comes to me or some of my competitors. You wouldn't have pickles if it weren't for Jade Spencer or deer or yogurt. So just know where your food comes from.
Thousands of people just watched you walk across stage. What's your advice to them who are aspiring to be exactly where you are?
Just know people and let them know you for a positive reason. Just get your name out there.
Let's talk about what's next for you. Are you in college?
I am a senior in high school right now.
Okay. Where do you plan to go after this?
I plan on going to Eastern Oklahoma State College for a time and then going to Panhandle State University, and I want to become a USDA inspector.
Who has been some of your role models? Obviously, your family's been huge, but has anybody else played an integral role in this process?
Oh, my ag teachers. Before, I just thought of it as a place to work and get money, but really, writing my SAE made me appreciate my family even more, so I'm really thankful for my ag teachers.
One of the main messages around convention this year is, how will you change the world? What are you doing to change your world?
Just trying to make small-town family businesses big again. Maybe just make it a bigger thing, make food a bigger issue and a bigger thing in this country.
What was some advice that you have received that's helped you?
Just work hard. Just keep a work ethic. Just keep going. Don't sit around and play on your phone after one task. Just keep going, keep going, keep going.
We have been visiting with the winner of the Agricultural Processing Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency Award. It goes to Braden Ingram of the Harbor FFA chapter in Arkansas. This report is sponsored by National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. I'm Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today.